The movie Kites, which released in May in more than 30 countries, is an emotional love story of an Indian and a Mexican immigrant in the United States. Set in Las Vegas, it stars a popular Bollywood actor Hrithik Roshan and Mexican actress Barbara Mori. Its producer called it a truly Indian global film. Kites was the first big-budget effort by the Hindi film industry to make a movie which would appeal to mainstream audiences in India and in Western countries. However, the film failed to impress people on either side. Indians said they could not identify with the mix of Hindi, English and Spanish dialogues. A shorter version, Kites the Remix, released in countries like the United States, fared even worse. Edited by Hollywood director Brett Ratner, it was an attempt at a Hollywood-Bollywood crossover. Mumbai-based film trade analyst and critic Komal Nahata says Bollywood film producers have long been enthusiastic about trying their hand at crossover cinema. But he says their efforts have not met with success because audiences in India and Western countries are very different.
I think it's just this urge to tap newer markets, to tap newer audiences. But our filmmakers don't realize that what is lacking is cinema, which they enjoy. You can't just tweak Bollywood cinema and say that I made it for the crossover audience. No. Their tastes are completely different. Plus, their sensibilities are different.
Bollywood has a massive fan following not only in India but in many Asian countries such as Indonesia, Sri Lanka, Pakistan and Afghanistan. It is also a huge hit with Indians staying in Western countries. About 7% of the revenues of the $2 billion industry come from overseas markets. The desire to woo Western audiences got a boost after the runaway success of the Oscar-winning film Slumdog Millionaire. The film was a British production which used Bollywood talent and was shot in the slums of Mumbai. It fueled the desire among Bollywood production houses to make a similar hit. Of course, a typical Hindi movie is very different to Slumdog. It is usually a predictable, melodramatic story of boy meets girl and overcomes all odds to be together. These films are replete with glitzy song and dance numbers. Many people are optimistic that Bollywood movies have the potential to make their presence felt beyond the traditional markets in India and Asia. Among them is Mumbai-based film critic Taran Adarsh.
That's what has attracted a lot of people from the Western world. Our colors, our songs, our dances, the Bollywood masala. I have had a lot of people coming up to me and telling me that we love Bollywood films. We don't understand the language, but yes, there's something about Bollywood film that is really very interesting.
In their quest to win international audiences, Indian film producers are trying to break the mold and explore more contemporary themes. Several movie critics say the success in several countries of a recent Hindi film, My Name is Khan, shows that Bollywood is starting to tap a wider audience. It is the story of an Indian in America who battles the double problems of fighting Asperger's syndrome and being a Muslim in a post-9/11 world. However, trade analyst Nahata points out that crossover audiences are still minuscule. He feels the distance between a Bollywood and a Hollywood movie is too vast to be easily traversed.
It has to be a completely different film, which risk Indian filmmakers won't take because then they fear that the Indian audiences and the traditional audiences would be lost to that kind of film. The amount of crossover audiences which view our films is so small that it hardly matters.
Some Bollywood producers are scaling down their ambitions for crossover projects, but others are not giving up. In September, one of India's best-known filmmakers, Vidhu Vinod Chopra, will start shooting in the United States for an English-language film called Broken Horses, also aimed at global audiences. Like him, many others hope that someday Bollywood, which produces the most movies in the world, will manage to make a mark internationally. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.